you know what I mean, Harry?
That was
Bruno.
There, that was the closest I can do to a Bruno impression. Congratulations, Joe. I am talking, obviously, on VI Talk now. Congratulations with your qualifying of your third dog. It's great, actually, hearing all of your sort of blogs as you've gone along and your podcasts. It's okay, I never know what they are. I think they're podcasts, aren't they, when you're talking, and blogs when you're writing, yeah? But, yeah, they've been really, really good and reminding me just what you have to go through, because I think I've got about 12 months with Mercer. They assessed him and he's walking a lot slower now, and I'm taking him to less places because he's walking slower. But he will stay with me. So hearing like a refresher course and hearing that all the little problems...
Yeah, it's a big gap between your dogs. I mean, if they go to full, you know, the full expected working life, it's a big gap between you training with your one dog and then going again.
I mean, me and Mercer, we have our own instructions now, and I guess I'll have to learn the formal ones
again.
Yeah,
well, that's what happens to most people, I think. Yeah. Me and Frieda do our own thing. I mean, like, they don't teach you in the instructions to say to your guide dog, follow Auntie Karen, and I say to her all the time, follow your auntie, and she does. And or if I've lost my sister in the shop, I'll say, find Auntie, and she does. They don't tell you that in the guide dog instructions. No one tell anyone for me, will you?
But the distraction bit, that's another issue that I think there's different distractions, people forget that they are dogs. Like, you can have,
food distraction. When I was training with Frieda, we had dogs with food distraction, we had dogs with separation anxiety, and then we had Frieda as a little spitfire when she sees other dogs.
But even the boredom, some of them have that boredom where they...
Frieda gets a little bit of anxiety because if I leave her, if she finds paper or tissues, she will shred them to tell me that I left her. Because I think, like, when you have a guide dog, they're with you so many hours of the day, they almost hate you out of their sight. She cries if I go out of the room and leave her in the office and don't let her follow me down to the main reception because it's not our building anymore and staff might not like it. In the building now, she'll cry and sit at the door and stick her nose up against the door looking for me and cry till I'm back. You know, staff have told me she does that, and I've only gone to the toilet. So they miss you constantly, and I don't think it's because they're with us more than even a pet.
And the other thing is what some people forget, especially general public, is we are dealing with dogs, and they're not halo dogs from heaven.
No.
They are just dogs. But I really, really... I'm pleased that you've got your pass and that they did it in such a secretive way. That's good. I like that as well because it stopped you getting too nervous. And also they saw you deal with some very, unusual situations and you dealt with them. So all the very, very best with your dog, and we will hopefully see you in the summer and get to meet Bruno. You know what I mean, Harry. Yeah, I've got to be able to get that. I'll get the laugh if I can. We're off out shopping.
You've got more chance of doing that than you.
I'm a bit scared today because we've been in Las Vegas and it's one of our last days, so it's a shopping day, and Louise has already been looking to see which of the shopping malls we're going to go to. And so it's not the rides that make me scream, it's the prices of the products that Louise might be looking at. But Louise has just grabbed out of the safe every single dollar she's got, so she's on a serious shopping spree.
Yeah.
I'll speak to you all soon. And
bye.
Joe, once again, congratulations.
Oh, yeah, congratulations.